Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right back in, rolling along on your frigid, cold Friday. I got a stat for you guys. It's quite polarizing.
All right.
So Patrick Mahomes plays Bryce Young this weekend.
That's right.
Bryce Young's won, what, three times in the NFL?
Has it been that many? Has it really been that many? Wow.
Well, he's won two this year in back-to-back starts.
Right.
But this is an insane stat via CBS.
Yeah, this is nuts.
Yeah. Quarterback Bryce Young could win 57 straight games and still have a worse career win percentage than Patrick Mahomes.
God, we hold Patrick Mahomes to a stupid high standard in this town sometimes, don't we? Like, sometimes we forget how good he really has been.
57 straight games.
He has to go 57-0 and still wouldn't have a better winning percentage than Patrick Mahomes does right now. God, that is crazy, right? Stop taking Patrick Mahomes for granted, Mac.
Yeah, what? When Mahomes is on the
like
TV.
Me, what?
Yeah. The question I have before I get into this Mahomes-Jordan comparison, if you're a fan at this game last night, first off, would you have sold your ticket knowing the weather conditions?
I probably would have because your team's 2-8.
Okay.
Yeah, your team's 2-8. But okay. They didn't, you know?
Okay. If you're at the game.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden it starts to look like it did in the start of the third quarter.
Right.
Are you sticking around? Or are you like,
yeah, once you're there, you're there.
You might as well just ride
it
out.
Yeah, once you're there, you're there. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I've committed.
Yeah. I'm not a leave game guy.
No.
Leave games early guy, you know? So if I'm there, if I go, I'm staying.
And if you went to that game, you were
prepared.
You knew.
Yeah. You had to have some sort of inkling that unless you were like, you know, dead from the neck up, but like you should know that, you know, it's going to be that way.
Or that big fat shirtless guy.
Yeah, hey, I told you there would be multiple shirtless fat guys in the crowd, right. And they delivered.
They did.
They delivered.
Right on cue. So this game, again, I know we'll have Mitch Holtis on later, but this is a game in which, and I promise I'll bring this up, where like, I don't know how many times we've seen it, but I know I used to watch it when I was younger, and I've seen it with LeBron James. I've seen it with Kobe Bryant. I've seen it with Tiger Woods, and I've seen it with Michael Jordan, where when you're that guy or you're that main dude, you have a moment where you'll play somebody that's younger than you, that's either a rookie or maybe this rookie is, you know, exceptionally talented, but the better talent and the major guy seems to kind of show why they got here and who they are for why they are.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen Jordan do that. And I remember watching the Last Dance documentary and he was like, number eight or whoever it was for the other team, pretty good. And he's talking about Kobe. He's like, I'll guard him the rest of the game. Because that made Jordan say, hey, like, still my league, kid. And with Bryce Young coming to this game, who's clearly never going to be what a lot of people might have thought he was going to be in college. I think that we know that now. But when do we get this Mahomes trait that's similar to Jordan? Because there's so many type of A1 personality, Jordan dominance Mahomes traits that you see. Like last year when he lays on the field after, you know, slugging all the way through the season.
Right.
You can't give him the ball. He's a killer. 13-second game. You know, he's the one that shows the pettiness where he does like the shrug and he does the counting on the hands. We've seen that before. Is this one of those games where, like, it's been a season in which everybody's kind of doubted Mahomes, kind of given him a little bit of a, you know, unwanted narrative? Like, I don't know if he's still got what he used to have. First of all, he's 28, 29. Mm-hmm. And it's like, is this one of those games where, like, Bryce Young's like, yeah, I've won two in a row. Sweet. And then Mahomes goes out there and it's just like, oh, that's Mahomes. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's the guy that can do it. And that's kind of like, I'm wondering if, like, that could be this game where it's like the, hey, kid, this is my league. And Bryce Young goes into a coma of just like mesmerization of being like, I had no idea what it looked like in real life. Now I do. That's the 31 of 36 for 355 yards and four touchdowns. And we just got our ass kicked because Bo Nix didn't get that.
Right. No, he did not get that.
He survived that trait. We haven't seen that trait.
Bo Nix right now probably has no fear factor for Patrick Mahomes, nor should he.
I hope not.
Nor should he have a fear factor at this point in time.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. For many years.
It could be a great rivalry, you know?
But it would be nice to see Mahomes do that. And I know that that's not necessarily his personality. Like, I know that he has a lot of personality traits that resemble Jordan and Kobe and Tiger and these guys.
Right.
But like, we see Steph do it. Like, he hits a three on a team at like age 36 and puts him to sleep, does the night-night thing. I'd like to see Mahomes go out against Carolina. I don't care if Carolina's terrible or not. Just dart a few passes and then just kind of do the, you know, the Hosmer backpack or the Drew Lock back, you know, whatever his celebration may be. I kind of want to see that little from Patrick.
Yeah, but I don't think we are, you know.
But why not?
Because I don't think he's that type of guy that wants to embarrass others, you know, at times. Like, I think there are certain people he wants to embarrass. I don't know that Bryce Young falls into that category.
I'm not saying
it's
Bryce Young. I'm just saying it's like, it just so happens to be he's up.
He's up
next.
Yeah. I would think maybe if it was a guy that was kind of challenging and like maybe CJ Stroud would be that type of guy where everybody's giving him all the accolades and he's the next Patrick Mahomes, or maybe even Caleb Williams because he's been looked at as the next Patrick Mahomes. I don't know that Bryce Young, and I say this on a Friday and watch Bryce Young go out there and have a game on Sunday, I don't know that he really resonates on the meter of guys that are up and coming in this league that could be something in the NFL.
Well, he might resonate the narrative that's been going around about Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs this season.
What's that?
They're just not good. The same Chiefs, that they've been squeaking by, that they don't have what it takes, that, oh, Mahomes is having the worst year of his career. He's throwing the most interceptions in his career. And you better believe that I know that he knows that people are saying that.
Oh, I'm sure Patrick knows that they're saying that, but I think Patrick will do his talking in January and February, you know, when it matters.
And that's fair.
And he'll save his, you know, oh, you didn't think I was that good, when they win that third Super Bowl. And then he'll have really something to stand on, because I just don't think the regular season to Patrick Mahomes matters anymore as much as it does winning in January and getting those three-peats. And like, I don't think Patrick cares about putting on a show maybe in the regular season. Now, if a game takes place and it gets that way, you know, as the momentum starts to go, I'm sure he'll embrace every moment of that. But I think Patrick Mahomes truly does like save all of his talking now until January, because if he talks right now and they don't get that three-peat, people are going to dump it. Like, I think Patrick Mahomes is in such an unwinnable position. Unless he goes out there and is perfect and throws for 500 yards, people are questioning what's going on with Patrick Mahomes. And then if they don't win the Super Bowl, people will say this dynasty's over. What are they going to do? Is Travis Kelce going to move on? Has Mahomes lost the step? Did Andy Reid lose his fastball? Like, I just think it's such a no-win situation for Patrick Mahomes right now, because everybody's ready to criticize Patrick Mahomes, you know? And I think that's terrible. I don't know how we got to this point. I do, because it's jealousy and people are tired of the Chiefs winning all the time. But how we got to this level where if Patrick Mahomes isn't perfect and brilliant on a day, people want to talk smack on Patrick Mahomes. Like, it's ridiculous to me.
I think it's because everybody wants what I want. I think everybody wants what I want. And that's what I want, is I want to see that game of, I want to see what used to be. I want to see the shiny new toy that nobody knows how to stop.
Yeah.
And everybody watches and everybody talks about.
But those days are over, I
Why?
Think. Because the league has changed a lot. I mean, you've got
Because I've seen it. I've seen glimpses of it. I've seen the throw to Worthy against the Chargers.
Yeah.
I've seen the game against New Orleans where he was, you know, showing some signs. It's there. I just think that, like, he has so many different ways to beat you that in the past, I mean, he has what he had in the past. He has a faster receiver than Tyreek Hill, whether you believe it or not. He does.
Yeah.
And I'm not
he
saying
he has
that,
better running backs than he did when Tyreek Hill was here, too.
And he still has Travis Kelce. I mean, I know it's not 2019 Travis Kelce.
He's pretty damn good, though.
But, I mean, this is the team where it's like, you know, I don't know, man. It's
because
I'm not saying that Carolina's doing talking.
No.
I'm just saying they happen to be the next team there. Like, this could be Pittsburgh. This could be Cleveland. This could be whoever is the next team on the schedule. The Raiders next week.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, and I'm not questioning his talent. I'm just saying, like, I want to be, like, have you seen The Incredibles?
Yeah.
You know the very end when the kid's, like, the fast kid, Jack-Jack, uh-huh. and they're like, you can be fast. It's not, you can't be super fast because they don't want everybody to know you're a superhero, but be fast enough to where it, like, doesn't look off.
Okay.
I feel like that's what we've been doing with Patrick Mahomes. We've been like, hey, man, like, you don't need to do all that. You don't need to do it. Because, like, there's no matter what you do, like, you could scheme for Andy Reid's plays that you see on the regular season. You can't scheme for Patrick Mahomes' talent.
You can't scheme for the improvisation that Patrick Mahomes has. But he said something a couple of weeks ago that we talked about where he had mentioned that he realizes now this is a complete football team and he doesn't have to go out there and do that. And he can play the field position game and he can play a smarter brand of football and a different brand of football because he knows he's got a defense that's going to go out there and make stops and make plays and he doesn't have to go out there and be Superman anymore. And I'm fine with that because I think, you know, the glory days that people want from Patrick Mahomes, I mean, they're so long ago now. And we're not going to get back to those because I think Patrick Mahomes has changed as a quarterback. Like, he's matured in life as you mature as well, too.
Sure.
You know, you go from your early 20s to hitting it hard and going out every night to you get to your 30s. You're like, all right, maybe one night a week. And then you start to slow down and you realize how life has presented itself. And you make those adjustments as life is making adjustments to you. And I think what this team did, and I think this is a better team than Patrick Mahomes had in 18 and 19 when they were putting up all of these numbers in 20 because you didn't have a defense back then. Now you have a defense out there and you don't have to go out there and do that. What they were doing back in those days was very hard to sustain and very hard to win games doing it at that clip. Patrick Mahomes just did it in such a way we were all mesmerized and thought that's the way it could be. But like watching the game last night, especially in the first half, Myles Garrett had 3 sacks in that game.
He was the best player on the field last night.
He was incredible last night. What's he going to do against Wanya Morris, right? Like, so you got
to
think about that. Right? But
like to not think about that.
But that's where I'm going. Like, the talent is also so much better on the defensive side of the football than it's ever been. Coaches are scheming better than it's ever been before. And you look at Patrick Mahomes right now, he doesn't have to go out there and be that guy anymore because he can rely on his defense. And so I don't want to say he's toned it down a little bit, but I think he's matured as a player and I think he's gotten better as a player. And I think the team is better for it because you don't have to go out there and try to get 15 yards on every play and 20 yards here and 30 yards there. You're okay with 3 yards in a cloud of dust. And if you have to punt and let your defense take over for 3 plays, then you get it back in better field position. So I think Patrick Mahomes has just matured like a guy in his late 20s, early 30s does when you wake up and you realize I can't keep drinking till 3 a.m. at Bobby Baker's. I mean, I don't care who I'm chasing around. Like, this has got to stop.
Again, someone's getting the misconception, like, same person's texting in, like.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I think if you're showing up the worst team in the league, you have the wrong attitude. It's not that you're showing up the Panthers.
No, you're not showing up anybody. They're pros,
It's the fact that, like, you're showing the league and the naysayers, I'm still Patrick effing Mahomes. I can do this whenever I want. And, you know, again, like, it's not about stat. I don't need to see Mahomes do this all year long. I just want to see it one more time. I just want to see that game where it's like, what do we used to say? Oh, shoot, Mahomes is going God mode. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what we would say. And it was like, I haven't seen that since the first half of the Cincinnati Bengals game.
Yeah.
And then they lost the second half. That's the last time, dead serious, that's the last time I've sat on my couch and been like, damn, dude, that's
you're talking about the playoff game.
The playoff game. They lost the second half because the morale in the locker room went to you know what.
Yeah.
But am I missing it? And maybe the Eagles game?
I was going to say Eagles.
Yeah, the Super Bowl game was pretty big.
And again, you don't need to remind me in the text line that he's worried about the playoffs. He's worried about the postseason. I get that.
Yeah.
I get that, dude. Because the two types of Mahomes that I love is the Mahomes I saw in the first half against that Cincinnati Bengals game where it was like, no matter what you do, you cannot touch him. And we saw it for like a quarter against the Ravens in the AFC Championship game. Like that throw to Kelce and like that first drive, mm-hmm. you were like, if he's this, like it doesn't matter if our defense gives up 75 points, he'll score 76. And I know that's not the team anymore. But the other thing too is like my two variations of Mahomes that I love is where I know that he's the best player on the planet of Earth. And the other one is when he just methodically cuts you away like a surgeon in the 2-minute warning.
I thought his drive in overtime against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers was pretty spectacular this year. I mean, I thought that was
that's surgical. That was a surgical,
just move it down the field type of drive.
Yeah, surgeon general warning, about to get cut.
Yeah, but what did he do? He needed to do it in that moment, right?
He
needed to do it in that moment. And that's where I think we are with Patrick Mahomes. We're not going to go out there and empty our toolbox And I've equated the regular season for the last couple of years to the preseason. And I know some people get angry about that, but I don't really give a rip because that's the way they look at it.
Yeah.
Each game is a chapter in a book, and the ending of the book is the playoffs. And you're going to take what works best every week and combine that and use that in January when it matters most. And they're not about to empty their toolbox to put things on tape, to show people what they have, to quote-unquote run up a score, make it look pretty or anything like that. They're saving a lot of stuff back. So when January comes, I think, and like we did last year, you saw a completely different offense in January than we did in the regular season because they weren't about to let everybody know that Travis Kelce is still pretty damn good until we needed him to be really good, and that's in January. And so I think each one of these games is a chapter. It's a learning experience. You get good things. You get bad things. That worked. That didn't work. Let's put all the good things on this list. Let's put all the bad things on this list. And then when we get to January, let's combine everything from the good list and just go out there and beat the hell out of people.
Well, let me ask you guys an honest question. Wouldn't you love to see that Patrick Mahomes on Sunday?
Oh, of course you'd love to see it.
Yes, please. Yeah. No, I'm there with you.
But that's for me, that's the difference between the need and the want on this thing. I'd love to see it, sure, but I don't need to see it, right? I just need to see win. I just need to see this team get a victory. And as they continue, but you may not see it again. I mean,
don't tell me that.
You just may not see it again because it's a completely different team. Like, I don't really want to see that first year of Patrick Mahomes again because I don't want to sit there and say, well, if you don't score 55, we're not winning.
Well, that's not Mahomes. That's the Chiefs.
You know, if you don't score 55, we're not winning. And so I still think Patrick Mahomes, and I know Patrick Mahomes, still has the ability to stick that dagger in you when he needs to. And if he doesn't need to, he's probably just not going to do it. And that's Andy Reid, too, because as much as we look at Andy Reid as this, you know, this unbelievable football coach, he's also an unbelievable human being that at the end of the day still has respect for the game and probably doesn't like to embarrass people unless they've done something to him, and then he'll get back at you, Raiders or you know, whoever the case may be that we've seen, you know, Eagles or whatever the case. Like, I think Andy Reid just respects the game and respects the coaches and respects the players so much that when they get to a certain point, he's just not going to go out there and embarrass you. He just doesn't want to do that, and I think that kind of trickles down to everybody. But if they need to, they will get out there and kick you in the nuts.
Shout out Sean Barber, a.k.a. Barbershop, for fact-checking me. It was Dash, not baby Jack-Jack. That's my bad. Jack-Jack was...
Barber is always up listening.
That's how he rolls, man. He's probably working out, man.
I mean, my goodness.
Jack-Jack's the very the little baby. Yeah, yes, Dash, okay, yes. That makes more
not
sense.
Not too fast. Slow down. Go ahead.
And he gets second place. Yeah, gotcha.
Patrick Mahomes may get a chance to get the ball back many times in this game if, in fact, the pass rushing get there. This was Nate Taylor yesterday on the pass rushing issues.
I attribute it to injuries to Mike Dana.
Yeah.
He's been dealing with the pec, the calf, the wrist. Obviously Charles Amenihu was in the mix because, you know, he's coming off an ACL injury. George Koloftis still plays just about every snap possible, but I think sometimes he gets a little the thing about the 4th-and-2 run by Josh Allen is like, man, that is so out of character in terms of like rush lane integrity from George Karloftis. Like, I was just stunned that I'm like, you're going for a sack when you should be trying to contain a guy because you're only protecting 2 yards. It's not like it's on third. It's not fourth and 10, man. Like, he just tried to use a speed rush, and I just thought that, man, that's not the right time, and that seems so uncharacteristic of what Carlottis is on a down-to-down basis. It doesn't help, too, that, like, Chris Jones has been this close, right? I mean, he absolutely destroyed the New Orleans Saints offensive line, but for whatever reason, he just couldn't get the sack. Same with last week, where there's two times in the first half, you could tell Josh Allen is, like, screaming inside. He's like, oh, my Lord, like, where did he come from? But because there's no one else generating pressure, it's not like Chris led you know, right into the lap of, you know, Mike Dana or Joshua Uche. They need to play Uche more. Like, you got to see what you traded for. It's been almost a month now. Like, he clearly knows the plays. Like, just cut him loose. So there's a number of factors. I just think teams are getting smart now about getting the ball out of their hands. And because you don't have someone like Legarius Need with Trent McDuffie, all of a sudden those easy throws are just more available now.
So that's Nate Taylor, The Athletic, talking about the issues of the defensive line. So we talk about what we want to see from Patrick Mahomes. Would you rather see 31 for 36 for 390 and 4 touchdowns, or this team pitch a shutout?
Oh, I'd love him to pitch a shutout.
There you
go. But you're talking to a guy who loves defensive football. Like, that's how I grew up. You know, 10-9 finals every Sunday, right? Like, right. I love defensive football. And to me, there's nothing better when it's third and long and you got DT or somebody lined up on the outside. They blitz the quarterback, blow that dude up, and, you know, the fumble and all that. Like, pitching a shutout, I think, is difficult to do in this league, obviously. And so that I would love. They pitch a shutout, I'm feeling much better about this team than they win 55-54.
It is both. Give me both, please.
35-0. Like, I say it every week, right?
You might actually get it.
You should get it.
Could get it. Like, it's.
You should,
I mean, I've been doing that for now 4 years. I don't know.
Hit once.
I would think at one point in time something like that's gonna hit. Right?
What's that? I think it's an old TV. It was an old TV show or an old bit where the guy keeps guessing like the same name, and then finally gets the question.
You're thinking,
like,
about wings,
yeah,
and you're thinking about Trivial Pursuit, and it's
and then finally gets the question, like, say it. He's like, I don't know.
Oh God, it was like Margot Robbie or something.
No, not Margot Robbie. That's a really hot actress these days.
Australian. Oh, God.
I knew that I was going to reference it because my dad always brought this up, and, you know, obviously same wavelength.
And Margaret.
And then they finally get the question, and he's
the
like,
the fact that you know an irrelevant Wings thing, you may be the only other person on earth that.
My dad is very diverse in media, so, like,
Wings
he would always
is the
bring
greatest
that.
Show.
Because there was one time where I was like, he brought it up because we were actually
Big
playing
Mac
that.
Knows when who Wings is.
No, I mean, I barely know Wings, dude. No, I really know it because of Quagmire from Family Guy. Because he's a pilot. He's like, Wings.
I love Wings.
Yeah. And I think they fall asleep at the brewery that night. Yeah. And then my dad always brought this up because we played Trivial Pursuit as a kid. And I'd always be like, Barry Bonds. I'd be like, this man played for Pittsburgh and the San Francisco Giants. And his godfather was Willie McCovey. And I'd be like,
Willie Mays.
My dad'd be like, come on. I'm like, I don't know.
Bobby Bonilla.
Yeah. So, no, I don't know, man. Like, I think this game can be that game, though. I think, like Max says, this game can be both. This could be 35-0.
Yeah, I would love it. Absolutely love it. But I'm not expecting it either, you know? I'm not expecting it. I would love to wake up in the morning on Christmas and find $1 million in cash. I know I'm getting toothbrush heads, and
I find $1 million cash, the main thing I'm doing is going out my door and looking in the sky and see if there's, like, a helicopter to see if there's anybody down the street that I should recognize.
And then you're calling us and saying it was nice working with you.
See you guys later.
No, I'd still do it. I just wouldn't care.
So we'd see it one more time.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
No, give me in one more hour.
Yeah.